Hello and welcome to Unlocking Possibilities, the podcast that will help you to transform your life from the inside out. I'm your host, Sarah Fletcher, and as a coach and trainer of powerful coaching modalities, I believe that we all have great potential to lead and live a life of compassion, creativity, and courage. I believe that as you learn to appreciate and honor all that you are, you can learn to trust your innate intuitive guidance to unlock possibilities for living the life of your dreams. Every day you get to choose how you want to show up and who you want to become. And in this podcast, I'll be sharing with you wisdom and practical applications from positive psychology, neuroscience, and coaching to help you achieve all that you want in your life and live with more ease, joy, connection, and fulfillment. So if you are ready to truly live a heart-led life and embrace all that you are, then stay with me, tune in. I have so much to share with you. Hello and welcome to the first episode of 2022 in Unlocking Possibilities for this year. So welcome back and thank you for being here. I'm super excited and looking forward to sharing what I have this year. So we're going to get started with taking a dive into the new year with new perspectives. So I'm going to be talking about how the new year is a great opportunity to have new perspectives, to have new insights and new learnings about yourself, about others, and about your life, so that you could begin to create the life that you want to live in 2022. You see, if you want things to change, then you've got to be prepared to think differently about yourself and about your life. If you want to have new possibilities and new opportunities, then it's really useful to have a mindset of growth so that you can begin to get creative and get excited about who you are and who you want to be and how you want to grow going forwards in 2022. And you see, the thing is, most of us live our lives on autopilot. So I don't know if you've read anything by Napoleon Hill, but in his book, Outwitting the Devil, he talks about the hypnotic trance that we live in. We have the same repetitive thoughts. We do the same behavioral habits and we live from those conditioned programs and beliefs that were given to us by well-meaning adults when we were children. And these unconscious programs dictate our life without us being even aware of it. We set these limitations up in our mind. We have the narrative that we tell ourselves and the movie that we run about what we can and can't do, about what we should and shouldn't be doing in our life and what's possible and what's not possible for us. And we continue to do what we've always done because of these unconscious programs that are driving our life, even though we might feel unhappy in the here and now, even though we might feel stressed and overwhelmed and unfulfilled, we continue to do what we've always done because these patterns and programs are very much out of our conscious awareness most of the time. So we're going to talk today about if what you're doing isn't working, then do something different. And if you want things to change in your life, if you want different things, if you want to become an upgraded version of yourself, then it's about taking a dive into your current perspectives of things, how you view the world, how you see things, and beginning to explore how you can have some new perspectives and new ways of doing things. And the thing is, generally as human beings, we only change when the pain of staying where we are is greater than the pain of change. We've got to the point where it's that kind of bottom line of, I really can't do this anymore. I'm just too fed up with being the way that I am. So changing begins to become a possibility and begins to become an option. So if you're wanting things to change in your life, if you want to shake things up a little bit, then let's begin to get curious about the way you think about things, the way that you perceive things, and then also how you respond to situations and things in your life. And you might have already set some goals for the new year. You might have got some New Year's resolutions. The question is, are you prepared to do what it takes to become the version of you that you want? Are you prepared to commit your life resources, your time, your energy, and your money to becoming who you want to be in 2022? The majority of people will say that they want things. They want to be happier, or they want to be fitter, or healthier, or wealthier, or calmer, or less stressed, or less anxious, or less depressed. But how many actually are truly willing to do what it takes to get there? How many are going to put in the effort? How many are going to spend the time doing what is necessary to get to where they want to get to? And the thing is, our brains are clever. Your brain will sort information from the external world in order to fit with your current thinking. So if you are currently thinking from a fixed mindset, potentially of not believing that you can change, not believing that things can be different, then your brain will search for the information in your environment to prove you right. So if you've got a certain belief about something, then your brain will seek to confirm your way of thinking. So you could call it a self-fulfilling prophecy, or you could call it manifesting. But basically, we get what we focus on. So if you're not perceiving yourself as maybe being good enough, if you've got a limiting belief about yourself and about your capabilities and about what's possible for you, then your brain will seek the information in your external environment to confirm this for you. So, for example, it might bring your failures to your attention, and you might find it easy to remember the things that you've got wrong, or the times when you haven't done a very good job of things. And you might be really unconsciously competent at beating yourself up and telling yourself that you're not good enough. And I wonder what would happen if you paused for a moment and instead of allowing just these unconscious programs, this unconscious stream of automatic thinking to overtake you, I wonder what would happen if you stopped and paused and actually began to question your own thinking and your own assumptions, and actually start to ask yourself things like, who says that you're a failure? Who says that this is true? And maybe you could bring to your conscious awareness times in your life when you've succeeded at things, or times when you have been proud of yourself. Or you might ask yourself to remember times when others have been pleased with what you've done. So by pausing and checking in, you can begin to reality check some of your narratives that you're running, some of the mini scripts, the life scripts that you've got going on, and you can begin to create some new insights and new perspectives on those situations, so that then you can upgrade those beliefs, upgrade your thoughts, upgrade your thinking, and begin to really create the life that you want in the here and now. So, you know, another example, maybe you've fallen out with somebody. Maybe your mini script of life is that you always mess things up and you always get things wrong. Or maybe you're somebody who blames others, it's their fault, and perhaps you put your attention outside of you and kind of blame circumstances or blame others. And again, you might begin to wonder, what are the possibilities if you begin to start to question some of your thinking, start to challenge your narrative, start to reality check the truth, because your truth is only your truth. It's not the truth. So start to reality check the truth of what you are telling yourself and asking yourself, actually, is this true? What else might be true that you're not currently perceiving, or that you're not currently noticing, or that you haven't yet considered? So if you want to achieve your goals, if you want to continue to grow and evolve throughout this next year, then shifting your perspective about things is really important, and it's crucial in evolving and growing. So being open to new ideas and new ways of thinking, having creative and expansive thinking rather than having a fixed mindset is really going to help you to uncover some of these unconscious programs and patterns that are driving your life and begin to reprogram and rewire some of those programs that aren't necessarily serving you, that aren't helping you to live the life that you want. They're not helping you to be fulfilled and happy. So having a wider lens of how you view the world and pausing and checking in with yourself to question everything, question your assumptions, question your beliefs, question your thoughts and your interpretations and the meanings that you put to things so that you can begin to expand your current paradigm and way of being and way of thinking about the world. And our reality is shaped by how we interpret events and the meaning that we put to things. So if we change, if you change the meaning of something, then you change the emotion of it, and ultimately then you change how you feel about it and how you respond to it. So for example, if you failed at something and you're blaming yourself and you're feeling angry and you're feeling frustrated at yourself and you're running a movie inside of your head and remembering all of the other times that you've failed, then it's likely that your reality will become one of failure. Who wants that in their life? Who wants the reality of feeling like a failure? That's, you know, sure going to sabotage your success in all areas of your life. So if you switch the meaning and the internal movie that you're running, then you can shift perspective. So you can put different meanings to it. You can think differently about it. You can leave the emotions in the past and you can take forward the learnings. You can take forward the good stuff, the useful stuff, the learnings from that experience to inform your future, to inform your decisions in the future. But you don't have to carry the weight and the burden of the emotions that are attached to it. So you can do this by pausing, checking in, questioning your assumptions, questioning your truths, and really beginning to explore what your current way of being is and your current way of thinking is, and begin to free yourself, to give yourself some wider perspectives and wider ways of thinking about things. So my invitation to you, if you want to, if you choose to accept from this episode, is that if you want to make changes in 2022, if you want to become more of who you want to be and more of who you're meant to be in the world, then begin to pause and check in with that internal narrative that you are running, your life script, your mini script, and begin to shift perspective, see things from a different view. Allow yourself, you know, give yourself permission to think differently about things. And I like that saying, you are so much more than what you think you are. The world is rich in sensory data. Outside of us, the sensory data that there is for what we can see, what we can hear, feel, taste and smell, the world is rich in this data. And we can choose how we interpret this data. We can choose what we focus on. And ultimately, then you can choose how you respond to it. So you can choose the internal narrative that you run. You can choose the internal movie, and you can pause and check in to expand your thinking, question your assumptions and your beliefs. And you can begin today to design and author your life in the way that you want to live it. And basically change your perceptions, change your view of the world, change the way that you interpret things and the meaning that you put to things. And actually the rest will follow, because when you begin to see life through a different lens, see life through a more expansive lens and gift yourself with more information then you're going to be happier. You're going to feel wealthier, happier, richer, feel better in yourself. And ultimately, you're going to give yourself more choice in how you live your life going forwards in 2022. So I would absolutely love to know how you have found this episode. I'd love to know how you're going to shift your perspective with things. What are you going to choose to focus on? Where are you going to put your attention? And how are you going to make sure that makes you feel good? Please subscribe and review. I'd love for you to sign up to my mailing list so that you can keep in touch with me and you can get more of my stuff that I share on a weekly basis. You can also take a look at my website, sarahfletchercoaching.com, and have a look at all the personal development courses that I've got going on this year. And if you're somebody out there who wants to make an impact yourself, if you want to train to be a coach and have a big impact in the world and help other people to live their most amazing lives, then do get in touch with me. You can take a look at my transformational coaching courses that I have in NLP and MBIT, and you can become a certified coach yourself. So make 2022 your best year, if that's what you want to do. Become more effective in all areas of your life. Feel good more of the time. Get unstuck with some of your thinking and give yourself choice about how you live your life. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Please do subscribe and I'll see you in the next one. Bye-bye for now. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I truly hope that you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed sharing it with you. You can check out the show notes for more details on what I've discussed today, and I'd love to hear your feedback on this episode. I'd also love it if you would review and remember to press follow so that you get it automatically downloaded every single week. And if you want to hear more from me, you can sign up to my mailing list where you will get inspiration and wisdom landing in your inbox. I can't wait to speak to you on the next episode, and I'll see you really soon.